United Airlines has filed court papers now saying that it will likely terminate and replace its employee pension plans. This is the latest development in a long-running story. Last month, United said it would stop making payments to pension plans until it emerges from Chapter 11. Chicago Public Radio's Jason DeRose reports.
The beleaguered air carrier cites the need for deep cost cuts and bankruptcy exit financing as reasons for taking such drastic financial measures. United missed a $400 million pension contribution last month, saying the terms of a new bankruptcy financing plan precluded any future payments. Furthermore, the company says it simply can't afford it. United Airlines declined requests to speak on tape, but in its court filing, the company cited sky-high fuel costs and the government's rejection of its bid for a $1.6 billion loan guarantee. United's unions are harshly criticizing the air carrier's attempt to terminate pension plans, but Joseph Tiberi with the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers says the move was not unexpected.
Everything United has done from when they missed the July 15th payment to the pension plans has indicated that their ultimate goal was to terminate the plan. That's why we've taken the legal action in court to ensure that our members and their pension benefits are protected.
Among the measures taken by the 27,000-strong union, requesting the bankruptcy judge appoint a trustee to protect the interests of employees and suing high-level United executives for breach of fiduciary duty. Terminating pension plans is a harsh move, but Aaron Gelman of Northwestern University's Transportation Center says it was needed.
And I don't think there's any question about the necessity to do this at United. If the airline is to have any real hope of coming out of Chapter 11 and continuing to operate as an air carrier.
United's action is also being challenged by the Federal Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, which says the move violates federal law. If United ends its four employee pension funds, it would make the Federal Insurance Agency liable for billions of dollars in future pension obligations and represent the largest pension default ever by an airline. The corporation said last week United's pension plans are underfunded by $8.3 billion.
All of these things have come together to create a perfect disaster for United today.
U.S. Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois is critical of the government's refusal to give United loan guarantees. He says that has intensified the employee-owned company's financial troubles brought on by the confluence of September 11th and high fuel costs.
This is a nightmare. When you consider how many tens of thousands of employees have their future tied up in this bankruptcy and this decision, we don't know the ultimate impact, but I can be certain that the families affected by it are going to be losing sleep until it's resolved.
United Airlines is due in court today to answer a bankruptcy judge's questions about its handling of the pension plans. For NPR News, I'm Jason DeRose in Chicago.